Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Maisros. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, as we continue our discussion regarding various crops and when they become processed to the point that you'd no longer be able to eat them in a casual way, at which point you would have to separate your maaser before continuing to eat them. Says the Mishnah, Hanotel Zesim min ha-ma'atan. If a person takes out some olives from the ma'atan was like this pit where olives were put in this pit to soften them. Certainly they're not fully processed when they're in this pit. They're simply put there as part of their processing so that they can be eaten later on. Says the Mishnah, Tovil echad echad b'melach v'ochal. You can certainly take each individual olive and you can put in sort of dip them nicely into salt and you can eat them. Even though we said two Mishnahs ago in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, that when it comes to salting, if you completely salt a crop, then that makes it obligated in Meister, the obligation of Meister sets in. But again, if you're just dipping them nicely into salt, that's certainly temporary, that's certainly casual, and therefore it's not fully processed. You'd be able to eat them without separating Meister. However, says the Mishnah, im malach v'nasan lefanov, if a person salts them and then puts them in front of them and saves them for later, and then takes another olive, puts it in front of them, salts it, and saves it for later, then chayiv, then you would be obligated at that point to separate maaser. You'd no longer be able to eat these olives in this temporary type of a way. You're basically creating your own mini batch of olives, even though the ma'atan olives, the olives in this pit, those certainly were in process. But once you take out some, you're creating your own mini batch of olives that are now obligated for you to separate maaser before you would continue eating them, because you are demonstrating that you're saving them for later, that you're getting ready to eat them, and they would be considered to be fully processed. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, and he adds on a little bit to this halacha, and says, min ha-ma'atan ha-tahor. Or chayiv. If you're taking it out of this pit with the olives are all tahor, the olives are all pure, once you take them out of the pit at all, even if it's just a few that you're just dipping into salt, you'd be obligated to separate maaser at that point. And the reason is because if you're tameh and the olives that you're taking out are tahor, then you are pure, then you're not going to be able to put them back, because the olives that you just took out, you made them tameh, and therefore you can't put them back into a matan, into a pit that is pure. And because you're not going to be able to put them back, it's as if you're creating your own mini batch, you're creating your own little group of olives that are now obligated in Meiser. Finishing off the Mishnah, min ha-tameh potter. But, says Rabbi Eliezer, if the ma'atan, if the olives in this pit are tameh anyway, then your putter from a separating Meiser, you can certainly eat them and dip them into the salt in a casual way. Because if you're taking out some olives and you're tameh and the olives themselves are tameh, then certainly you're going to put back whatever's left over and put them back into the ma'atan, and therefore it's clearly being done in a temporary, casual, unprocessed way, and then you are totally fine to eat them without separating maaser. This is sort of like the difference between that we learned earlier between taking one fig, for example, eating it, one fig and eating it, as opposed to taking a lot of figs at once. That was problematic because doing so demonstrates that you're processing here too by just taking them from the tameh pit. You're just eating them one by one in an unprocessed way. But once you have them in a way that they're not going to be able to be returned back, they're not going to be able to put back in, then you are processing them, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to eat them anymore without separating your maaser. However, the Bartanur points out that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, namely, all we care about is how you're eating them, whether you're eating them one by one, just dipping them into salt, or whether you're saving them for later, in which case you'd have to separate maaser. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, as we transition to the discussion of wine as it pertains to this halacha. Two points about wine in terms of drinking wine. Number one is that wine, generally speaking, was drunk in a more formal way. It's not the kind of thing that you just, pop a cola. You're drinking wine. It's typically done in a more formal way, and therefore it's hard to argue, generally speaking, that wine was being drunk casually in a snack-like fashion. The second point about wine is that wine was typically diluted with water, was typically diluted with mayim, to the extent there's actually an opinion in Bracha that says that you wouldn't even need to perhaps make a bracha of al hagefen, of brei gafen, on wine if there's no water that's diluting it. We don't paskin that way, certainly. But that just shows the extent that water was that the wine rather really was always processed and made with water diluted in it. And if you were to dilute it, then that obviously demonstrates and shows that the wine is more fully processed and is certainly even less casual than it might otherwise be. Says the Mishnah, Shosim al Hagas, if a person's drinking the wine on the cistern, on the pit where the wine is being processed, where the wine is being made, literally, says the Bartender, you're Rosho Verubo, you're the majority, you're sitting right on the place where the wine is being processed, Bein Alacham and Bein Alatzon, and whether the wine is being diluted with hot water or it's being diluted with cold water, Potter, regardless, you're considered, you're exempt from separating Miser at that point. You can still drink the wine because of the fact that you are on the pit itself, then it's certainly showing and demonstrating that this is a casual eating. You're not taking it anywhere further. You're not going anywhere else. Divrei Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir, that as long as you're on the pit, on the cistern, you can drink the wine without having separated Miser. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Mechayev. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok disagrees and says, no, even if you're on the cistern, even if you're sitting there, you would still be required to separate Miser because, as the Bartender points out, there's a gezeirah, there's a decree that you might take the wine away from the cistern, you might take the wine away from the pit, and therefore you're not allowed even to drink the wine at all by the pit itself, because you might take it away without separating Miser. Continuing in the Mishnah with a third opinion, this is the opinion that we paskin like, V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, Al hachamin chayiv, V'al hatzonein potter. Say the Chachamim, that when it comes to hot water, if you're diluting the wine with hot water there, you'd be obligated to separate Miser before drinking such wine. But if you are diluting the wine with cold water, then you would be allowed to drink the water without separating Miser. And why is there a distinction between hot water and cold water? Because the Bartender points out, really, the Chachamim fundamentally agree with Rabbi Meir that technically you can drink by the pit, by the cistern, and that's considered to be casual. However, the reason is because then you would theoretically, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, you would theoretically put the wine back that you don't want. And if you're willing to put the wine back that you're not interested in, then it's considered to be casual, then it's considered to be snack-like and temporary, and then certainly you can eat the wine, it's not considered to be processed. However, when it comes to hot water, if you're using hot water to dilute the wine, that you're not going to put back in the pit, because that's going to spoil potentially the wine in the cistern, and therefore if you're diluting the wine with hot water, you would have to separate Miser, because at that point you're not going to put it back in the pit. If you're not going to put it in the back in the pit, then it's considered permanent, then it's considered a real formal eating, and you wouldn't be allowed to drink that wine without separating Miser. But if you have cold water, then you would be allowed to drink it, because that cold water you would theoretically put back into the pit if you don't finish that wine. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of taking up olives from the pit. So we said that if you're just going to take one by one and eat them and dip them into salt, then certainly you can do that because, again, you're not drowning it in salt, you're just putting in the salt in this temporary, casual way, and you'd be allowed to eat it in that way. If, however, you're putting a lot of olives at once into salt, and that's going to, in a sense, save them for later, you would not be allowed to do that without first separating. Meiser Blazer added that it depends if the batch of olives in the matan, in the pit, is pure or not, because then it depends if you wouldn't put it back afterwards, and if you can't put it back afterwards, then it's considered to be fully processed, then you'd have to separate Meiser before continuing to eat the olives. But again, we don't paskin like that opinion. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet discussed the case of wine, where we said that if a person is drinking wine by the cistern, whether you are diluting it with hot water or cold water, says you may, you would be pot, you'd be exempt as long as you're drinking it on the cistern itself. Sitting on the cistern, it's clearly demonstrating that the wine is not fully processed and it's a casual, temporary type of a way. Rabbi Lezibar says, no, that even if you're on the cistern, you're still obligated to separate Meister because there's a gezeirah, there's a decree that maybe you're going to take the wine away from the pit, but then ultimately be paskin like the Chachamim who say that if you're diluting the wine with hot water, then you're obligated to first separate Meister, because at that point, if it's hot water, you're not going to potentially put it back into the pit, and therefore it's fully processed at that point. But if you're diluting the wine with cold water, then you'd be allowed to drink the wine before separating the Miser, because the cold water, you might theoretically put that wine diluted with cold water back into the cistern, and therefore it's demonstrating that the wine is not yet fully processed, and therefore you could certainly drink the wine without separating Miser. Have a great day.